T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. You know, when you have video of this, when it's not just in any church, it's in the cathedral, the Basilica of St. Peter and Paul. And when you see nothing happen, the shock of a lector, small woman, walk off the altar area to go back to her pew, punched in the face twice by a congregant. You're right. It is out there internationally. And we have Father Dennis Gill, who is the rector of the Basilica, joining us. You may have seen him in the news talking about the reaction to this. He joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Father Dennis, thank you very much for joining us today.
Don, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can, Father. Thank you. Thanks very much for joining us.
I'm very happy to join you, and I'm very happy to have this opportunity to talk about the incident that happened in our Cathedral Basilica on Sunday.
Yes.
You're right. It received lots of coverage.
Yeah.
I received an email yesterday from someone in Croatia who had an opportunity to look at the live stream mass.
Well,
Don, just tell the story. Can I start there?
Yeah, and that's good, Father, that more people are realizing that the technology is there. And we've talked to the Archbishop. You guys are doing a great job at bringing the Mass to the faithful in a unique way. So tell me how you view the story, what it's all about.
Okay. First of all, during the course of the pandemic, we made the decision it was absolutely necessary for us to make live streaming of Mass available to as many people as possible. As Catholics, we keep the third commandment by assisting at Mass on Sunday. Now, during this particular period when people cannot come together in large numbers, we are dispensed from coming to Mass, but not from keeping Holy the Lord's Day. Everyone needs to do something else. We can't forget it's Sunday. And one of the aids to a lot of people was to participate in Mass via live streaming. Well, this Mass draws thousands and thousands of people all throughout the country and also throughout the world. So this past Sunday, during the 11 o'clock solemn Mass, live streamed, when the two lectors were returning from reading the lessons before the gospel to their pew, there was someone who was waiting there. Now, this person is not a member of the cathedral parish, completely unknown to the woman who was struck, and frankly, unknown to me. Anyhow, as she was stepping out of the sanctuary, she was struck twice on the side of her face. The lector, in a very poised way, kept going to return to her pew, and Mass continued as usual. Many people are upset that no one in the congregation jumped up to do something, or from the sanctuary. I've been fielding questions like that since Sunday.
Now, Father, let me intervene and say, though, you did say in an interview, I think, that how you're wired, you would have intervened there, right?
I would have done it. That's just the way I am, as you say, Dom, wired. That would have been me. But the one thing, I do not want to second guess any of those people in the sanctuary or in the congregation. We live in very strange times. And in talking to people, they were stunned, astonished, afraid. They were fearful a knife might have been on the person who struck the lector. It's COVID. There was concern about some racial ramifications. I mean, all kinds of things were going through people's heads. But nonetheless, we responded as we need to respond. I wish I could say that it's infrequent that we have incidents like this in the cathedral. Our cathedral is open every day, and people come and go every day. And we are the home to many homeless, and I'm happy to say we are the home to many people who don't have anywhere else to go. Mm-hmm. Many times persons with emotional and mental disabilities or disorders. It's not unusual for us to have a great variety of incidents, not unsimilar to what happened on Sunday. What was different on Sunday is that it was live streamed.
But Father, let me intervene again and ask, okay, you know,
but I'm
that
telling the story. Let me finish.
Okay.
So, anyhow, our protocol is to call 911.
Mm-hmm.
We have people externally, the police, who assist us, and we have people internally. It was really important, as Sarah said in her interview yesterday, that we not totally disrupt the Mass. And so things were attended to as well as they could have been following Mass. And so I wish that perhaps to calm some people who are watching it, that there was some immediate action that they could have seen, but there wasn't. In the end, everyone involved was well attended to, especially the lector, and the woman has been apprehended.
Okay, now, yes, Father, as I was told by police sources, though, did you request that charges not be filed, or is it that the police ascertained mental issues, and she was told, as I understand it, the family, that she would have to attend to that, or I think it's a 302, they would file that, which is to have someone put into a mental institution of a sort?
I'm going to learn all those details today.
Okay.
Yesterday, nothing, as far as I know, nothing was decided.
Oh, okay. Father, I guess the question I had, and in some interviews, and look, we are Christians, you and I, we share the same faith, and I'm in agreement with making all kinds of things. The church is known for that, for those that have difficulty, not just the Basilica, but the Catholic Church worldwide. Mm-hmm. But there are rights of people that are there for Mass, etc. And I am amazed that when the woman stands up there, that's inappropriate during that. It wasn't communion or anything else, that there's not some sense you can't be standing there during that. I mean, that's just is inappropriate.
Listen, I agree with you 100%, but you need to keep in mind that this woman was not aware. Last Sunday, I was offering Mass. I forget now what point of the Mass it was. Someone came in the door, walked up the aisle, and placed a piece of paper on the communion rail and walked out. Now, that was mild. We've learned in the past that if someone would approach someone like that, it could become a very ugly scene.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a sense of how to deal with situations. This was a random act of assault that we weren't prepared for. And the best we could do was follow up on it. And I'm very grateful to God that the elector was not hurt.
So
in fact, she went to work the next day, yesterday. Mm-hmm. I spent time with her on Sunday and yesterday. And she was very brave.
Oh, remarkable. Yes.
My concern, and we're having a meeting this morning at 10 o'clock with a security team, and to see what we could do to heighten the security in the cathedral, because things are getting more and more difficult for us to remain safe. And one of the things that I'm committed to as the rector of the cathedral is that this holy and sacred place be safe for everybody during the celebration of Mass and at all times. And this is a responsibility that I have, and we need to address it. We need to heighten security. Because, Dom, as you saw on Sunday in the video, the person in the pew and even the person in the sanctuary isn't going to jump into action as readily as we might have some time ago. And it's easy for us to point the finger, and many people have been pointing the finger. I've been answering calls and emails for the last 2 days.
No, I want to say, Father, that I'm not doing that. The one thing I do understand is if I were in that situation, the virus is the thing to be worried about. But the disturbing thing, and I'm very glad you were that honest about it, too, is the racial component. We saw an assault. It shouldn't matter. But I agree that, you know, people are afraid of some repercussion there, and or that someone has a weapon. That's always a concern. But back in the day, I don't think those two things would have mattered. You know, people would have intervened there. The virus, though, that is a legitimate concern, definitely.
So people did tell me on Sunday that they were the types of things that were going through their minds. But the one thing that I do need to do, and I'm committed to it, is to provide for the utmost security in our Cathedral Basilica.
Well, Father,
we are one of the few places in Center City, one of the few houses of worship that is open all the time.
Absolutely.
And we need to do that. I mean, the church needs to be a viable, visible presence today. And having a closed church doesn't give the message of a viable, visible presence. And so the cathedral, part of its ministry as the mother church, the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, is to have wide open doors. And at the same time, we have to have a sheltering arm for those who have no place to go. So keeping all these things in balance is what's going to direct our new security proposals.
Well, Father, when you hash that out, we'd love to have you back. There is tension there, without a doubt. I commend the mission, particularly to be open every day. Father, thank you very much, and please do come back once
anytime,
this is settled.
Anytime, and I want to commend you for the great work you do. When I told a few people that I was going to be on your show today, they just said they loved your show. One of them is a Sister St. Joseph, Sister Margan, and she told me she just loves, maybe she loves you, but she loves your show, and I just thought this was great.
Well, thanks
so
to the sisters.
I can do to help you and the good work you do, I'm happy to do that.
Well, thank you, Father. Thank you. You have much more important ministry and a much more difficult problem, but thank you again. Thanks for the kind words, too, and we'd like to talk once this settles in a little bit.
Happy to do that. God bless you, and God bless everyone who's listening.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.